This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It is 2:52. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Before I get up out of here, I got to talk to my friend Steve Thompson, joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Okay, Steve, you know what? I was going to start on my diet. I was going to start eating these carrots and try to lose weight, but the carrots got E. coli. Meanwhile, donuts are not bothering anybody. So I'm going to go back to donuts because donuts don't have any kind of recall on them right now. What in the hell is going on with all of our food being recalled and the E. coli? Organic carrots, Steve? Really? If anything ought to be safe, it ought to be organic carrots.
Well, here's the thing. There's certain things that need to be regulated. And one of those things is the food supply, and we need inspectors, and we need inspectors in all of these plants, and there's just no two ways about it. The safety of the food supply needs government intervention, whether you believe that or not. And your point about donuts, I've never heard a recall on donuts. Never.
Donuts not bothering nobody. Ever. They don't make you sick. Yeah. They make you happy, especially the ones that have sprinkles on them. Oh, my gosh. Now, Steve, you have not talked a lot about it, but I saw you pop up on Threads. I left Twitter. I've got a Threads account now, and I follow you on Threads. There's a big article that I wrote that's coming out tomorrow in the Star Tribune about why I X'd out my Twitter account, and folks are looking for me on Twitter, and I'm not there anymore.
Yeah, you know, I've stayed on both for now because okay. I think it's just the nature of the beast. I think a lot of what I do in sports, there's still a ton of sports content on X and people that I need to follow that haven't moved over. But I think this is the evolution of media, period, you know, where people move on from one thing to the next. Remember way back in the day when AOL was a big deal for email?
Right.
So, you know, I just think it's part of the evolution. I think a lot of people want to point to politics in that and being a factor in it, and it might be. But in reality, if the site isn't behaving in a way that you appreciate, or there's you're exposed to a lot of content you don't want to deal with, well, then it's time to move on. You know,
yeah, I mean, we moved on from MySpace. We moved on, like you said, from AOL. Life changes. I mean, life changes on a constant, especially the social media thing, on a constant routine basis. The stuff that we thought was going to be it 6 months later, something else is it. You know, and it's funny because, you know, TikTok is just blown up. It is amazing with these young, Steve, these young people are not even going to YouTube and Google anymore. Remember when everybody was on YouTube? That's where you had to upload your content. It's TikTok now. I was talking to some of my young relatives, asking them about something, and they said, "Oh, I'm just going to TikTok it." I said, "What is that?" They said, "That's when we look stuff up on TikTok." They don't go to YouTube and Google like we do.
But if you're looking in somewhere to put your money or invest, et cetera, who knows what it'll be in 5 years or 3 years or 2 years. Now, who knows what stand the government's going to take ultimately on TikTok, et cetera. Right. But in 5 years, people might say, TikTok? Oh, I kind of remember that. That was cute. And in reality, I think that's how it goes. And speaking of tech, we're going to get into that with Doug next hour between 3 and 4 o'clock. We still have a lot of college football, some teams in the playoffs. Big game over at the U, Penn State, Minnesota today. So we'll have scores. We'll talk some Timberwolves with Kevin Lynch later, all of that sort of stuff.
Yes, and I'm in Ohio, so everybody's excited about this Ohio State big game today.
How's
Nobody's
that going?
On the street. Oh my God, I'm having a great time. I did a lock donation event yesterday. This little boy wandered away. Police saved him. And so I called the Lincoln, Ohio Police Department, and they said that I could come and they would partner with me. And yesterday we gave away 50 locks to families in need, Steve.
Oh, that is fantastic. Great work, Shaletta.
Well, I'm just having a blast. These people are treating me like a queen, and I'm meeting so many amazing autism families. And so I feel good. I know folks are going to feel good when they listen to your show. And that is coming up. Steve, thanks for hanging with me.
Oh, yeah. Save travels home.
I will have a good time coming home on that plane. I'm going to sleep, but don't sleep on Steve Thompson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.